You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. Here are my dates. You guys are always asking me, where are you going to be playing? When are you coming to my town? Dude, when are you coming back to Jersey, man? When are you coming back to the Maryland? And well, here you go. Here are my dates. So get a pen and a piece of paper and jot it down. October 10th, 11th, 12th, Magoobie's Joke House in Maryland. Love that club, too. And then I'm back October 24th at the Revel Casino, brand new casino, Atlantic City. I'm doing an hour show, one show only. That's a fucking good time, so get your tickets for that. October 25th, 26th, Comedy Works, Albany. October 31st, Funny Bone, Sacra. Where is it? Syracuse. That's the 31st through the 3rd. That's a long one. That's up in Syracuse. I think that's a new club, the Funny Bone in Syracuse, October 31st to November 3rd. November 7th, 8th, 9th, I'm in Toronto, Canada for the Dark Comedy Festival. T-Dot, baby. December 6th, Side Splitters, all the way to December 8th in Tampa. Tampa, I love Tampa. December 27th, Comedy Shop, Blackstone, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's fucked. My wife fucked up on this one, so she's going to have to fix it. But that's enough. You get it. Go to RobertKellyLive.com right now. If I didn't mention your town, it might be up on my website. If not, email me the club you want me to come to, and I will make sure my agent is on it. So there you go. Check this out. It's the intro for... All right, the really quick intro. Luis Gomez, we were up in the studio. I turned the mics on sometimes. We weren't even supposed to do a podcast. We were writing this idea. We had a little writing project. His wife was there. The kid was there. And, you know, some shits came up. Apparently, him and his wife have been in an argument at each other, or she's been mad at him ever since he did the show where he admitted that he jerked off in the hospital while she was in labor. So I just turn the mics on sometimes, give you guys a nice Thursday special podcast. Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, the Condor is in the building, came up and he jumped in with his fucking thoughts and we just kind of did a nice quickie. So here you go, Thursday podcast, really quick, special, Luis J. Gomez, his baby's mama. The kid and the condor. Enjoy.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
Welcome to YKWD Secret Show. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, hanging out with Robert Kelly, the originator of the YKWD podcast. What's up, buddy?
Your kid is gnawing through my headphone wire.
My son
Can
is
you
here.
That must be awesome.
Ow.
Wire?
What the fuck is that?
He loves wires.
Yeah, that's actually live.
I know.
And Beatrice LaBarge.
Is that your last name?
Yeah.
LaBarge?
LaBarge.
LaBarge?
Yeah.
What happened? You were supposed to be married to, like, P. Diddy or fucking, like, Donnie Wahlberg. Do you understand that? You were supposed to be married to somebody else. What happened?
I don't know. I got trapped.
Bang-boozled. Shanghaied.
She met me. I was fucking in crazy shape. That was it.
That's not what it
are
was.
Are you that? I can't.
No,
I, there's that's no not way.
What was
it?
I don't know. I have issues with I do. I have rescuing issues.
You want to? So you basically want to work at a clinic, like a dog clinic?
I was like a mutt bitch who's in. They were gonna put me down like 3 days later, and she came in and just fucking.
Why do you have rescuing?
The sad part is he's a step up from my ex boyfriend.
Are you shitting? Who did you date before?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Could you use an older reference? Fucking idiot.
Obama.
Who did you date before?
He was this guy that he was 7 years older than me, and he still lived at home with his mom.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, where at home?
I Brooklyn? Met him when I was really young, though.
Oh, well, he still lives at home with his mom, and he's 40 now.
Washington Heights.
And so is he a black dude?
He's Dominican.
Dominican.
Might as well be.
So he's a Dominican dude. So you like the Spanish?
Yeah.
Are you Spanish?
No.
What are you?
I'm French and Irish.
You're French Irish, so you're like European.
Yeah.
So that's why you like the exotic American. Yeah. You don't like the regular old white American dude. You like exotic American.
Yeah.
You like danger.
Mm-hmm.
You like, where's your family now?
St. Louis and Michigan.
And are they're just regular French white people?
Yeah, I mean they're American. They're
French white.
French white. They're American.
Oh, bonjour, Beatrice de la Bé. You coming home? Have some crepes.
My family is not. They're very American. They're not.
They're like Mall of America people.
Yeah.
White trash.
White trash. Are you from a white trash house?
My dad's side, no. My mom's side has some white.
Do you have
trash
one
in
floor
it.
In your house? Is there no upstairs?
It's trailers. Right. Mainly trailers.
Right. Oh, Noam came in.
See?
The con.
That's a Jew.
The condor has entered the building. The condor has entered the building. What's up? Where are you going? Do you know Lewis?
Yes.
Do you know Lewis's wife?
No.
Hi.
Beatrice is a very
Beatrice,
big fan of yours.
We'll just get. She is?
Yeah, she listens to Comedy Cellar every episode.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I don't like that he has fans.
I gotta run. You know, by the way, Noam is awkward with compliments. Did you just see that?
Yeah, Noam can't take all compliments.
That was unbelievable. He was like, thanks.
So, what happened? Why? All right. So when you find out you're pregnant with Lewis's baby, you guys tried to have a baby.
No.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I tried.
I just want to go back and
You know how women usually get pregnant to trap the guy?
Yeah.
Well, it was the opposite with us.
Really?
Yeah.
I want everybody listening to go back when I asked that question, and I want you to listen to Beatrice's no. It was just so no. It was just so honest. And no, I didn't. We didn't want. I did not try to make a baby.
Wait, is this ever going to go out to anything?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I have to apologize on YKWD. This is my opportunity. If this is actually going out to something. Not till after the 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Because Beatrice has been furious with me since the episode about how I talked about jerking off in the hospital while she was giving birth to her son. It's like affected our relationship on multiple levels.
Has it really?
Yes.
Really, B?
I don't know what bothers me more is the fact that he's immature enough to where he couldn't wait to be in a proper place to do that, or
where is a proper place to do that, by the way?
Comfort of your own home.
Okay.
Or a Best Buy bathroom.
Or a Best Buy bathroom. That's even better. The hospital bathroom where I'm giving birth to our son.
Right.
Not a proper
place. First of all right, can I clarify something?
If it's the way that he described it, how disrespectful to me it was.
I don't understand what that means.
I
thought you said she doesn't listen to the podcast.
She listens sometimes.
I don't really, but
no.
I've
when
heard,
Kelly, when oh, fucking not, fat shoulder Kelly Festuca comes out at lunch and says, "Oh, did you hear the last podcast, mate? He said he was jerking off in the bathroom." Oh, yeah. You fucking idiot. So, here's the thing. In the podcast got away from me, and I didn't really articulate the exact way that it happened.
Before you articulate the exact way you thought you wished it would happen. Why were you mad? I forget how it went down. What did he say?
Because first of all, if he's a real ass dude, how he claims to be,
right?
He
and
would
I
have,
am.
He would have been honest about it and said that it wasn't on the podcast. He made it all dramatic, like he did it while I was in labor. Which, according to him, unless he's lying, according to him, he did it before they even induced me.
Before, yeah, way before they fucking induced you. You were in the hospital and fucking.
Which
I
is
figured,
still inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate, okay?
Yes, it is.
It's not inappropriate
for an adult
you,
male.
You know you're going to be fucking 25 hours in a hospital room.
No, you know why
you don't want to walk around and have your dick rub against your jeans when you get a hard
you know
on. You go rub one out and you get the evil out of you.
Okay.
Every guy out there knows what I'm talking about.
First of all, if it would have been a surprise labor, maybe I could have understood that because I know you have a high libido. But it wasn't a surprise labor. It was inducing. You should have done it at work that night before you got home, knowing that you were going to take me to the hospital to be induced.
The fact that she's having, the fact that she's conceding at all to you is fucking monumentally mind-boggling. The fact that this woman is saying you couldn't wait 48 hours to jerk off while we had our son.
Oh, I know. It's
do you understand? And I'm a guy. You understand?
Exactly.
I should be on your side, but the fact that your defense stinks.
No, here's the thing. No, here her problem is it sounded like she was in labor pushing and I was jerking off in the bathroom. I get why
you were
that
jerking off while she was pushing?
No.
But that's how he made it sound on the podcast.
I didn't really make it sound that way. It just kind of turned into a fucking joke and everyone was laughing. And they're all gonna be like, hey guys, I know we're all having a good time right here. Let me just clarify, it wasn't as scummy as it seems. James, what do you think?
But yeah, but here's the thing. It bothers you that he did that.
Yeah. It bothers
general.
Me in general.
Just
even
that he did
even
it.
that he can't be a mature enough male to either wait 48 hours
right.
or do it before because he knew when I was going to be induced.
Right.
Can it was
I,
scheduled.
All right, first of all, we had sex as we were going to the hospital for you to be induced.
What do you mean? In the car?
No.
Right before we left the house.
Yeah, right before we left the house.
Okay, that's normal though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying.
So you had sex. And then you had to still
well,
jerk
off. I couldn't
off.
Jerk off again in the house.
Why did you have to jerk off, though? Why? I've never had a situation where I had to jerk
You've
off.
You've never had a situation where you're just kind of like...
I've been in juvie jail. No, I've never had to. Never had to. I could wait. There's always I can wait. I've never go, I gotta do this. I gotta... It's never happened.
If you could just get my back a little bit on this, you'd be really helping out my home life right now. If you could just...
I think...
Even, if you could just for a second go, hey, you know what, dude, I get it. You know, hey, we're guys. You know, guys do shit like that. None
no,
of that, right?
Bobby
dude,
doesn't
you
get
have
it
to
because
fucking
he
treat
waited
it like
until
a chick.
He went home.
Listen, dude, here's the deal. I didn't jerk off for 9 days.
You told me... See, this is where you don't even remember the fucking lies you
what,
tell.
What did I do?
You told me you went home while she was in the hospital to jerk one out, and then you came back.
No, but he went home
yeah,
because
yeah, that's
you,
what
did.
You did.
You did say that. You said, but
well, you know, Lewis. Listen, sometimes you got to crank it out.
But at least
I don't understand why.
But at least he went home. Yeah, I mean,
I would honest to God, dude.
Whatever. There's no cleanup if you're in a hospital.
I would never, ever in a million years think about jerking off in the bathroom in the hospital. With my wife in the same room.
Because you're a mature adult.
While she's giving, while
but
she's
there was
in labor.
Nothing sexual about it. Okay? It was all aggression. It was like I was raping my own
well,
dick.
Well, this is why you need therapy.
You should go to Alan.
He's too far away, dude.
He's not too far away. He's on the west side.
Where?
72nd.
And what?
In Amsterdam.
2-3 oh, yeah? train. 2-3
train. I am a couple blocks from the 2-3
literally,
train.
Literally, you're a fuck. You'll
be there in 15 minutes.
10 minutes. You should go see Alan.
What's his deal? What's his rate?
It's a scale.
Can I get a?
It's a scale. Yeah, you can go. It's a scale.
Can
just show, tell him.
Does he do a living social thing?
Show him your tattoos, and you'll get the lowest rate. Trust me.
I'm getting more, by the way. Next week, my buddy Cheese.
All you have to do is talk to him, and he'd be like, "Look, why don't we just do this for free for a while? This is on me." You messed up, dude.
I apologize profusely. And all she wanted me to do was come back on the podcast and clarify.
Be a real ass dude.
And be a real ass dude. She keeps on mocking me with this, by the way.
I know, and
don't
I love
sarcastically
it.
Call me a real ass dude. It's making me furious every time you do that, okay? I'm half sarcastic about it. You guys can't be sarcastic about it.
Noam, can I ask you a question? In that microphone. Please. Here, let me get this out of me. Do you he is having a problem right now. They got into a big fight because on my podcast he admitted that he in the hospital while she was in labor, he went into the bathroom and rubbed one out.
No.
Now, Noam, if there's a real ass dude, he may not look like a real ass dude, but he is one of the most real ass dudes that I know. When it comes to being a man, Noam, the Condor, as I call him, is a real ass dude. Now, Noam, if anybody's going to get your back, it's him. Is that while, and she has a problem with it. Not that he announced it on a podcast, but he made it sound like while she was pushing.
No, everyone
he's
else made
off.
It sound that way, and I just didn't. No, what happened was we got to the hospital, and then I was like, "All right, well, let me just rub one out because I'm going to be here a while." And then
you pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. Why instead of thinking about my dick or thinking about fucking whatever?
How old are you?
31.
I'm testing. That's awesome.
What?
Like I would have done it at 31. Like my wife just had a baby. I'm 50. I wouldn't have been able to do that. But
so you're saying it's great.
I think it's stupid for him to announce it on the podcast, and even dumber for him to let his wife listen to the podcast. I got nothing you can do about it.
No, she wasn't supposed to listen.
I don't let Monty listen to the podcast.
She wasn't supposed to listen. Kelly Festuca went and just told her this at lunch one day.
Oh.
Like an asshole.
Kelly Festuca walk in. We're all having lunch one day. Me, my wife, Lewis's, and the kids. And Kelly comes in. Hello, did you hear Lewis talking about jacking off in the podcast while you were giving baby?
I mean, what's he supposed to do? Not do it?
Yes, you're not supposed to. You can't. Go ahead.
My issue is that I was induced, so it was scheduled. We had sex right before we went to the hospital.
And
so,
she loved it.
To me, it was just like, if it was an unscheduled thing, then I could maybe understand it, but it was scheduled, so do it not in the hospital bathroom. I just think it's inappropriate.
You had sex before you went to the hospital?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then how soon after that you jerked off again?
It's probably...
I was induced an hour after we got to the hospital.
Yeah, fucking amazing libido.
So you think it's amazing?
I'm even more of a real-ass dude in Noam's eyes. Yeah, dude, I have a very high libido, and it wasn't sexual. You know when you get a hard on and your dick rubs against your pants and it kind of hurts a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't want that to be happening. I want to be focused on her and the baby. I said, get it out of the way now. It was a beautiful thing,
honestly.
He did it for you.
So you're saying
if you loved him, you wouldn't want him to go through that chafing.
Thank you, Noam.
What the fuck?
Noam's the best. I take back everything I said about him.
I had a dream. I haven't had sex since the baby. Okay. Are you with me on this?
Dawn Choice.
I haven't had sex since the baby, and I had a dream last night that I was just, I was just in a vagina, and I was just pumping away. And someone kept going, stop. And I was like, just a couple more minutes. And I just kept, I was just literally pumping. Just pumping and pumping and pumping.
Dream?
Yeah. And it felt so good to be inside of a vagina again. I woke up so disappointed that the world was around me.
Why aren't you having sex anymore?
We haven't had sex. I don't know how to broach it.
Yeah,
we have a one bedroom. The baby's right there.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't want him. I just don't want it to be in his memory.
It won't be.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, you don't. I mean, you can do it subtly, can't you?
Well, I'm not going to hold him while we fuck.
It's even worse for us because my wife's nursing.
So it's milk comes out?
Yeah.
How old is your baby now, Noam?
3 months.
But the milk is not bad, though. I tasted the milk. It's not that bad.
You tasted my wife's milk?
No, I tasted her milk.
Yeah,
her
you really
milk.
Did.
She gave Lewis a little canister.
I didn't really let Lewis.
He took it.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you're upset about him masturbating.
I'm almost done jerking off. Give me a canister of your tit milk. Gotta go to Bob's. We're drinking it.
Listen, you can't judge people on these kind of things. You felt like jerking off. I don't know why you have to talk about it, but...
Exactly. Well, that's another thing.
Here's the thing. I made a joke about it originally, and then I was being serious, but it was a joke, and then everyone kind of dissected it a little more.
Yeah, because we're comedians.
Thread,
yeah.
You know, well, then
that's
you know.
What we do. You told me you just brought up that you jerked off while your wife was in labor. We're gonna make the story. The head was coming out, and you're like, "Give me one sec." I'm digging. You just threw up more kids in the barrel. His brother is right in the next room. Why don't you introduce him?
Look, I think it's normal.
Well, I know for him it is because he does have a high libido, but to me it's to be, I don't know, you can't wait.
Can we stop
hours.
Saying high libido? Can we just say Puerto Rican? Can we just say Puerto Rican?
I got a lot of cum in my balls.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it's normal. I think what, you know, I kind of think what Anthony Weiner did was normal in a
way. I agree.
What?
100%.
I'd do it, but you know what a guy does with a stiff dick, I don't judge.
Yeah.
It's the gayest thing I've ever heard you say.
What I'm saying is that there's not a politician out there that doesn't have something sexual that he once did, which if it were to come out, people say, "Oh, I can't believe what a pig he is."
Okay.
I can't believe he did that.
Okay, here's the thing though. You're taking pictures of your dick, okay? You get caught, it almost ruins your career, ruins your life, and then you do it again.
Kind of like Clinton.
Yeah, but no, he once he got caught, he was out.
He got caught prior to the election with that Jennifer Flowers. He went on 60 Minutes. He apologized, all that stuff.
Right.
He's back in the Oval Office. Boom, boom, boom. Yasser Arafat's waiting outside. He's doing it all over again. And that's just the ones we know about.
Right, yeah.
It's the same shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's done it 100 times over. I'm sure everybody does it. Dude, look, we're coming into a social media time where everything is out there. You know what I'm saying? Dave Smith has a great joke about that specifically, where he talks about if you fucking went back in time, if there was the internet, Martin Luther King would have been fucking crucified about cheating on his wife all over the place. Multiple women, prostitutes, everything. We didn't have the internet. And
prostitutes?
Yeah, everything, dude.
I didn't know about
he had a bunch of shit going
and
on.
And you know who ordered the wiretaps? Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, it was our government.
Robert Kennedy ordered the wiretaps on Martin Luther King.
Because they were racist.
Really?
Yeah. No, not racist, because he thought that Martin Luther King might have been a communist sympathizer.
Oh, really? You were saying Martin Luther King had, like, prostitutes?
Yeah, prostitutes, cheating on his wife.
I knew about that. He cheated on his wife.
But because we have the internet now, all this information is so accessible. We find out about it. People are sending their dick pics out. People are going on. You know, look, dude, if you search hard enough, you could find a picture of my balls on the internet. It's on my Vine right now.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he took a picture of it. This is another thing I yelled at him. He took a video.
For 4 minutes.
You know what Vine is, right?
Yeah.
Vine is a 6-second videos. He took a video of his sad face and then his balls real quick. Sent it out over
the
internet.
Put it in context. Don't just.
He put my name on it, which adds it to 66,000 people. So once you put my name on it on Twitter, 66,000 people who follow me are going to see that. So now all these people.
That's not how Twitter works, man. Anyway.
That's actually how it works.
Oh, if you my retweeted
name,
it.
If no. Anybody who follows me sees my name.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Absolutely.
How much you want to bet?
Absolutely. How much?
$100.
I'll bet you $10.
I'll bet you $100 if I tweet your name.
I'll bet you $20.
Unless they're following both of us, they're not going to see it.
Okay.
I tweeted directly at you.
So they have to be following you and me. Okay, so 10 people saw it.
No, here's what happened. We were arguing over Twitter over some dumb shit. So he sent me a video.
I wasn't arguing at all.
With Giannis.
I wasn't even arguing.
And Paul Verzi.
I wasn't even arguing.
The poor man's Luis J. Gomez. He sends me a video being like, you're banned from the show for 3 weeks. And all three of them making fun of me. Right. So then I sent a video of just a sad face. And then it was a shot from under my balls looking up at my sad face. It just cut to that. It was pretty funny in the moment and timing-wise. And it was just at Bobby and just at Giannis and just at Paul. And I deleted it in 5 minutes. Then he fucking called me up and acted like I fucking got his little sister pregnant.
You know who saw it? Our manager, who I hooked him up with, called me up. He goes, what's wrong with this kid? I go, what are you talking? He goes, was that his balls? I go, yeah, it was his balls. He goes, I watched it twice. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
No, that's stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, that
because
is.
you're not doing it because you're horny. No, I'm serious. Like, I understand what people do in the mindset of being like, you know, dying for sexual satisfaction.
Yeah.
But you were doing it for a laugh.
Yeah.
No, I went.
No,
to,
it was a dumb move.
That's
considering the shit that I have going on.
Self-destructive.
What I'm trying to do.
Self-destructive is a good word for you, Lewis.
Yeah. Yep.
You're self-destructive. That's your wife telling you that right there too. You're going to your good friends and
girlfriend.
Somebody who doesn't even know about you.
What about your in-laws? What if her parents or her mother?
That's
was
right. Like, that's what I say.
Talking
to
the
him
mic.
All the that's what I say to him all the time. I'm like, what if my dad happens to?
Oh
like,
God!
Your dad goes, gets a computer, gets on Vine, gets on Twitter.
What if somebody like Jim, his manager, our management company? What if he was like, listen, he was talking to somebody at Travel Channel, like, you know, hey, all right, I want to go check out his Vine. He's got some good Vines. His Twitter. And he goes and he checks it out, and this woman sees that, which happens all the time now. Networks go all the time and just check out your Twitter and read what you have to say to see if they want to be in business with you. So now this woman goes and her picture of his nuts are up there.
Yeah.
What are you? It's stupid.
You're
it's
right.
Just,
I know. The reason I deleted it right away was because you're right, and I realized that right away. I just kind of wanted you guys to get a glimpse of it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I don't believe it's okay to jerk off in there. I think you were still wrong, even though he's impressed with it. I don't think it's right.
Impressed with that?
I am.
He had sex with his 9-month pregnant wife right before she's going to the hospital.
Right. Well, look at her, though. Then she's smoking hot.
Yeah. And then an hour later, has to jerk off again.
Real has to know, miss. She's all right. So
I'm not going to talk about another man's wife.
No, I said she's pretty.
Yeah, but she's not 9 months pregnant now.
Yeah, but even when she was 9 months, she was...
She's pretty hot at 9 months pregnant.
I'm just saying.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So
that's the kind of libido that you probably shouldn't trust on the road.
Oh. What the fuck are you doing right
Wait,
now?
Wait, didn't you just say this? We're all supposed to be honest here.
What the fuck? Who does that?
I just heard you say, I just heard you say this is a place for honesty.
No, real, this is a place for a real ass dude. You're a real ass dude.
Who just told me?
No, he's a real ass dude.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, this is not a place for honesty. This is a place for lies and fucking, we're friends. Come on.
I want to know how we went from Louis J. Gomez jerking off in the hospital to fucking Martin Luther King in the same set, in the same fucking breath.
It makes perfect sense.
Because I'm the new Martin Luther King.
Listen.
That's really, I'm impressed. And how many times in one day do you jerk off?
I mean, I can, if I really was into it, I can jerk off a few times in a day.
Wow.
Four?
If I really wanted to, yeah, I don't. I mean,
once. I'm one and done.
You could do porn.
I'm done.
I gotta laugh. Believe me.
Have you seen his dick?
I need a big dick and a nice body.
He doesn't have a big dick.
No, his balls look like the moon.
Hold on, I want to Beatrice to answer this.
The moon. It's just craters and fucking hair follicles, and his dick is uncircumcised.
No, he's circumcised.
No, I'm circumcised. My baby's not circumcised.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's his baby's dick.
I'm just impressed.
I'm impressed with it too. I guess I'm not impressed that you couldn't hold off. I think he could have held. You don't jerk off while you
held off.
He could have held off.
Yeah, but if
while
I held off, I would have had to jerk off while you were giving
jerk
birth.
Jerk off in the hospital, Gnome.
No,
she's in the other room giving labor.
Home.
She's in labor.
It's all right.
She's in labor.
Look, here's the thing. I do apologize for
this is how I know it's wrong. This is how I know it's wrong. If you
she have a mastectomy or anything, she's giving a baby.
You walk into the room. Listen to me.
Wow.
You know them. You know them. Okay.
Yeah.
You walk in the room.
Yeah.
She's in there like, ow, I'm giving labor pains, right? You're like, she's like, ah. And you're like, you're okay, where's Lewis? And then you open the door and he's just jerking off. What would you do? What would you do? Would you go
you
like
finish up and get out here?
what you're saying, you'd be like this. He's just jerking off. Good for him. Anyways, what do you need? No, you'd go like this. You'd go like this. Oh my God. Lewis! He's jerking off in the bathroom. What's wrong with
see
you?
It. I really think
if you don't want to see it, then it's not
never,
good.
Hold on. You've never just jerked one out in a public place just to get it out of you? No, you're lying.
I'm not saying.
No, you're lying.
Of course you have.
That's not the point.
But a public place is different than the hospital.
You've
where
told me you've masturbated in public.
Ew. Yeah, but not
whoa,
at the hospital.
Ew. Why would a girl, first of all, why would a girl masturbate in public?
All right, you know what? I shouldn't have even said that much because I'm going to get a whole other fucking month of shit for this one.
Well, here's the thing is I don't understand that. Like, because for a guy to masturbate, you actually have to tug on something. For a girl to masturbate, you have to like kind of just fiddle something. It's a little weird. Like, I don't know.
He makes it sound like it was like on a public street. It was.
Well, I'm not going to say where. No, obviously it wasn't a public street.
Now we
weird.
Have. Was it in the movie theater? We get three guesses. We get three guesses.
By the way, you know what happened at the Comedy Cellar the other day? This fucking somebody, another person.
You
from
jerked
another,
off?
No, from another another comedy club told me this. An employee at the Stress Factory. He was at the Comedy Cellar, and he said he was like, "Dude, I was at a show at the Comedy Cellar. There was a girl getting a dude getting a hand job under the table." Okay, and Metzger has a story about me. I forget what he has a couple stories about me.
Yeah.
So he mentioned, he was like, "Oh, my buddy Louis Gomez." And the guy goes, as he's getting a handjob, he goes, "Real ass dude." No, he goes, "My buddy Louis Gomez." He goes, "Louis J. Gomez." That's what he said. He corrected him with the J. While he's getting a handjob. How funny is that?
Not that funny.
That was pretty funny.
No. It wasn't that funny.
Hey, you know what?
It was kind of like just about you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was boring. I want to get back. I say, I'm going to have one guess. I say movie theaters. What's your guess?
I can't.
Just
I
somewhere
can't,
that he would
want restaurant. To masturbate. I say restaurant. Fuck. All right, pick the last guest. Go ahead. Come on. You're smart. We got restaurant, movie theater, somewhere else.
Can you give us a hint?
The North Tower on 9/11. It was unbelievable.
Jesus.
Fuck, a funeral.
Unbelievable.
Where was it?
The focus of this girl just.
She said it wasn't really in public.
Oh.
Well, because it was at work, like in the privacy of my own
Denny's.
Office.
Oh.
Where do you work?
Into
the mic.
It was an office job, my day job before I.
That's not really. That's like.
It was at your desk?
It was like in the privacy of my own office. So it wasn't like.
But were there like other people in the office who didn't know you were masturbating at the time?
Okay, listen. Here we go.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hang on. Here's the thing.
That's awesome. Turned on right now, baby.
Here's the thing. I don't need your lawyer skills. Yeah. I forget that.
Offended, would you?
I forget
I rub one out.
Forget gnomes.
I'm in my own apartment, even if you guys are here.
Wow. First of all, what I took from that is that you had your own office, and now you're with Lewis. You've made some bad choices.
You guys are meant for each other.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, man. Jesus Christ. Gnome is a lawyer. Can you put the dick down, please? Everything's got to be dick with you.
I'm trying to turn her on again.
All right, Gnome. Thank you for now. Well, I guess Gnome says it's all right. I says it's wrong. I think you could have waited 48 hours.
They didn't want to.
Or you could have kept your mouth shut and not said it on the podcast.
Exactly.
That was a problem. Because, look, everybody does way worse shit than that right there. But I got it. Everyone does shit way worse shit than that, but nobody talks about it. But isn't that why I'm on a fucking show? Is to talk about the other shit that people wouldn't talk about?
It is.
Come on, bro.
You're right. You're a real ass dude.
I mean, what guy in his like 20s and 30s hasn't masturbated every single place he's ever been?
Yeah, exactly.
Driving. You masturbated while driving, right?
I masturbated in my own car.
I really didn't masturbate.
Not in your car, while driving.
Yeah,
I might have given like some maintenance tugs while I'm driving just to get myself home, but
so you don't fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. I've jerked off driving to keep myself up. I woke up scraping the Jersey barrier on a highway, and I was like, "Oh my God, there's sparks just shooting out my window." So I just pulled my dick out and I jerked off, and I came at my exit. Yeah, it's but I'm not a really big jerk. I like to bang. I like to have sex. I like to get my dick touched. I didn't like touching my dick.
You think this is what Shakespeare would be doing if he was able to, like in those days, like if he had this option?
jerk or not to jerk?
He wouldn't go through all the trouble of writing his beautiful rhymes and everything. We just really talk about it, you know. We wouldn't have to allude to it.
So the conclusion of this is that I say, Lewis, you fucked up by telling us. You could have just. You didn't have to say it was her. You could have said you jerked off in a hospital.
With the other girl who's pregnant? What the fuck are you talking about?
But you know he's manipulating you. You know that. You're smart enough to know that. Because
100%.
He thinks it's awesome that you did tell us for his podcast.
Well, he does, because he said it on the podcast that time that he thought it was... No, he said he didn't know if he thought it was the coolest thing or if he thought it was the worst thing. He did say that. So.
I don't agree with it because... I'll tell you why. Because I just had the same... experience. If I wasn't a dad or didn't go through the same thing very recently, I would probably keep my foot out of this, my nose out of it. But the fact that I'm so close to it, I know I wouldn't have jerked off in the hospital while my wife was in labor. I was with her the whole time. I didn't leave her side. We were there together. I made sure that whatever she needed, I was there for her support. I went to the bathroom and that's it. I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but time out. The same time that you went to the bathroom to take a dump, I went to the bathroom to jerk off. The difference is the knowledge of what we were doing. There's no difference. I was there for the whole time. I was rubbing her feet. I was fucking there to get her water, ice chips.
Yeah, but you had cum on your hands.
And I watched my kid come out into the world because I'm a man.
Are you saying I'm not a man?
I would never say that.
Listen, here's the deal. Now
what's worse, Robert? To jerk off in the hospital while your wife's in labor or to get a massage from some Korean sex slave, you know, who is kept in a closet...
I mean, how much is this the massage? I mean, are you tipping her all right?
Deal?
I mean, if it's 60 plus a 40, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, that's a house in her country.
To keep the money. It goes to her pimp or whatever.
Well,
you know?
I mean, who knows that?
She needs to do a better job.
They just banged up. Oh, my God. I'm walking down the street the other day in my house. There's this cop out there, young guy, redhead, with a badge, dressed really cool, you know, clothes, not like a regular cop. A whorehouse on my block.
What?
There was a whorehouse on my block, 8 doors down. Blowjobs, $50.
What?
Get your dick sucked for $50. on my block. Honey, I'm going to walk the dogs. Easy. That's how easy. Honey, I'm going to take a walk to the bodega to get some cream. Easy. That's how easy the blowjob would have been. $50. That's not even, that's like two trips to the ATM. Like undetectable $50. $100, detectable. $150.
You have to explain where that $100 went.
$50 I could lose on my block. It's closed. Whorehouse. Whorehouse. See you later. I think that, well, that's it. I'm going to put this out for a Thursday show.
Yeah, it's going to be a Thursday show.
This is going to be a Thursday half hour quickie.
It's not bad. It's a good
show. I think all the people, you should know this. You're still suspended from the show.
I just did it.
Huh?
I just did it.
This is not the YKWD.
What is this?
This is the Robert Kelly experience.
Robert Kelly's.
Listen, this is going on. Here's the deal.
It's necessary to save our relationship.
I think.
Listen, she won't have sex with me.
Really, now?
I mean,
we did in California.
She slipped up a few times.
You can't take
she
it?
She couldn't fucking.
I think
she couldn't ignore the kid.
I think she's just smart. She's smarter than you think. I think she's sick of having sex with you. She's using this as an excuse to be mad. So just to bang you all the time because you're like a monkey. Okay, she just wants some fucking private time. Okay? She wants to maybe be in a tub and have some fantasies about somebody other than your gray skin. Okay? So, why don't you cut her some slack? You fucked up.
Yeah, I admit it.
You fucked up. All right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have jerked off in the bathroom.
Yes, I shouldn't have jerked off in the bathroom.
You should have just waited.
I should have waited.
Well, till you got home. Or at least you shouldn't have announced it on the show. Why are you touching your nose? What does that mean?
Spot on.
Spot on. B, are you still mad at him?
It's slowly going away, but, you know, it's a slow process.
Hopefully, like, the relationship. Her laugh is so genuine. It was literally, she's hysterically laughing. She just saw, like, Beverly Hills Cop for the first time.
You should have seen her the other day when you were yelling at me about my balls. Yeah. But I had to sneak in the other room so she couldn't look at me being emasculated over the phone. Like, I couldn't let her see my face. She was like, what are you doing? Why are you shadily going to bed? What are you talking about that I can't hear? I was like, oh, no, he's yelling at me. I can't have another man yell at me in front of you.
Well, but here's the thing. It's for your own good. I'm trying.
Yes, I agree.
I'm trying.
That's what Ariel Castro said to the girls that he kidnapped and beat and raped.
It's not true, dude. I'm trying.
It was for their
own
good.
I'm trying to fucking help you in the smallest way possible, but you fucking kick and reject the help. You're like a boy that was raised in the jungle, and I'm trying to teach you how to use silverware so you can get your inheritance. All right, listen, Gomez. Six acts of kindness.
Six acts of kindness to get back on the show. I got to get him in by Tuesday.
Yes. If you don't have him, you can't come on.
Okay.
And there's also security. We have extra security at the door downstairs. All managers are known not to let you in on Tuesday.
Whoever is your security, I can just fucking...
It's a woman.
Give her the eyes and make
her
sleep with me.
She's racist. All right, let's get to work. We got to get to work. Let's work on this.
Let's do it.
All right, B, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you, sweetie. Seriously.
Wait, this coming out this Thursday?
No, I don't know yet.
If this comes out Thursday, tomorrow and Saturday, I'll be headlining Joker. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop